Today, the World Health Organization in Geneva stopped short of declaring the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, an international public health emergency. But the WHO did express concern about the potential for it to spread globally. Hundreds of new cases of the virus appeared in April alone. More than 50 of those were fatal. Many of these infections occurred in hospitals in Saudi Arabia. The WHO's Dr. Keiji Fukuda told reporters one thing driving the MERS outbreak is poor infection control in the Saudi health facilities.
When you break down with infection control, you have an outbreak in your hospital and you have an outbreak of a disease which can kill people.
Patients with the disease have ended up in hospitals in Europe, Asia, Africa, and North America. Fukuda says facilities everywhere need to tighten infection control in response to MERS. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports that's technically not very difficult, but it can be hard to implement.
We're standing in a triage area. There are patients that are waiting to be seen.
Dr. Trish Pearl is in the emergency room at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Pearl says that proper infection control starts right here in the waiting room.
If you turn around, there's a guy who's wearing a mask, which is ideally what you would want, is if they identify somebody with respiratory symptoms, that they would mask them.
MERS is a new emerging disease, and health officials are watching it closely because there's no cure, no vaccine, and they worry that it could get out of control. And there is something strange about MERS. While it doesn't appear to be highly infectious in people's homes or in airplanes, it's clearly spreading in hospitals.
This is not like measles. This is not like chickenpox, which are highly communicable diseases. But the reality is that there is something in healthcare where the communicability is much more prominent.
That might be because some medical procedures, breathing treatments, or certain exams may propel more virus into the atmosphere. It's not exactly clear, however, what makes hospitals more risky. But numerous healthcare workers in Saudi Arabia have gotten sick after coming into contact with MERS patients. And both the MERS cases in the U.S. were in people who work, and it's assumed were infected, in Saudi Arabian hospitals. A team from the World Health Organization that was in Saudi Arabia last week reported that they saw breaches of infection controls. Pearl at Johns Hopkins says the protocols are actually quite simple.
It's about separating people, sort of sick people from non-sick people, and it's about wearing the appropriate gear.
By gear, she means just standard hospital gloves, masks, and gowns. And it means making sure that the staff use this gear properly. For instance, changing their surgical gowns every time they enter or exit isolation units.
Every single person in this emergency room or any emergency room is going to tell you they're super, super busy. And they're too busy to do this and that and whatever. And so how do they prioritize in their list of busyness? You know, what are the most important things to do?
Dr. Daniel Lucy worked in a hospital in Toronto during the 2003 outbreak of another emerging respiratory disease called SARS. He says getting everyone at the hospital to comply with standard infection control procedures all the time was one of the keys to stopping SARS.
When I put on that personal protective equipment, I, as did anyone else, you had to be, you did it as part of a team. So someone stood there and monitored you to make sure you followed step by step by step, putting it on properly and taking it off.
The WHO is calling for hospitals in Saudi Arabia to tighten infection control measures. But given that a MERS patient could arrive by plane just about anywhere in the world, the WHO today also stressed that healthcare providers around the globe should batten down the hatches in case MERS shows up in their facilities. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Washington.